This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. New state House and Senate boundary lines drawn up by the Louisiana legislature in 2022 dilute black voting strength in violation of the U.S. Voting Rights Act. That's according to a federal judge in Baton Rouge yesterday. U.S. District Judge Shelley Dix ruling blocked the use of House and Senate district maps in future elections and gave the state a, quote, reasonable period of time to be determined by the court to draw up new districts. The order comes weeks after the legislature passed a congressional map with a second majority black district, in part as a result of litigation over which she presided. Dix filing noted that the state's voting age population is 33% black, but only 11 of the 39 Senate districts and 29 of the 105 House districts are predominantly black, less than a third in each case. In a document accompanying the ruling, she pointed to illustrative plans suggested by plaintiffs who challenged the new districts that would increase majority-minority Senate districts to 14 and House districts to 35. Dick did not order that the plaintiffs' plans be adopted, but said the existing districts could not stand, ruling that the enacted maps do not afford an equal opportunity for black voters to elect preferred candidates. New maps could affect a legislative balance of power that now overwhelmingly favors Republicans. New Governor Jeff Landry is a Republican who regained the top government job for a party after it was held for two terms by a Democrat. Republicans hold more than two-thirds of the seats in each legislative chamber. A new map with more black districts could dent that majority, as black voters traditionally have been more likely to favor Democrats. In Baton Rouge, Governor Jeff Landry has called for a special session for lawmakers to debate his tough-on-crime legislation. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says that will begin on Monday, February 19th, and consist of 24 policies.
Things that the governor and Republicans across the country are trying to do to make it harder to get out of jail, to spend more time in jail, to not commit a crime and then be back on the street the next day, the soft on bail approach.
First-year ULM football coach Bryant Vinson believes that the Warhawks signed the best running back in the state of Mississippi. Vinson says Ahmad Hardy rushed for 2,200 yards his senior season.
He's a 5'11", 210-pound back. He runs with speed, power. He's the kind of running back that we look for in this offense that we can put in the pistol and get downhill. He can run through you. He can run by you. He can hit the big ones.
ULM signed 11 players on Wednesday. That's after signing over 30 players in December. Vinson says it addresses a lot of needs, but there's still more to do. This is KEDM Monroe.